Susan, how are you?
I'm great.
Tell me about the history of the East Lansing Film Festival.
Well, it was started in 13 years ago by me. I founded it in the back of my house.
Why?
Because I had worked at film festivals in San Francisco, the San Francisco Film Festival, and also the Women in Film Festival. And when I moved here, I felt that there was a real need and also the kind of audience that would love one.
And I'm not sure if the Mid-Michigan area understands how many movie makers there are in this area, but there's a ton of them, and there's some really good movie producers, aren't there?
Yes, there are. And we have, within the film festival itself, the Lake Michigan Film Competition, where we... different filmmakers compete and show their films, and we have it from all the states that surround Lake Michigan. So it includes Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. And they're just, the films have just gone better and better and better. And we get over 200 submissions.
Has there been anyone from the festival who submitted a film who went on to bigger and better things, maybe out in Hollywood or in New York?
Not something that I think people would recognize now, but there's many who have moved on to getting good jobs within, you know, major film companies and things like that.
All right, well, let's talk about the 2010 festival. It starts on Wednesday, runs for 9 days. How many films are we talking about, and where are they going to be played?
Okay, so in total, there are 76 films being shown. They are going to be shown at the East Lansing Hanna Community Center, at the Residence College Theater in Snyder Phillips on campus. The Lake Michigan Film Competition is going to totally take place at South Kedzie Hall on campus, where there are three theaters next to each other all day Saturday. And then, because there's, you know, within scheduling, you can't see, you know, two films at once, we're also repeating the films at the Celebration Cinema.
And how many people do you expect to come through the film festival and see these films?
About 4,000.
And throughout the 9 days, the films will be playing all over. Talk about some of the films that you think will be the best.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're opening with a gorgeous film. It's called I Am Love. It stars Tilda Swinton. She's definitely going to be nominated for an Oscar for this role. It's Italian, and it is just a gorgeous film, and one that has to be seen on the big scene, on the big screen. That's on Wednesday at Hanna Community Center. And then the next night, we're showing this gripping, suspenseful German film called North Face, about these two Germans in 1936 who climb the Eiger North Face in Switzerland. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, they're wearing what we would wear in the fall to climb this mountain in the winter. So it's a wonderful film. Then on Friday we have Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, and it's a documentary on Joan Rivers, and it is not only very funny, but it's also very insightful in what an incredible career this woman has. We're showing another very funny film called The Happy Poet, and that's going to be over at Snyder Phillips. And this was at the Traverse City Film Festival, and I got a chance to see it. And when the director came out, there was a standing ovation. I mean, the entire theater just stood up on its feet and just gave it a 10-minute standing ovation. So those are just a couple on Friday. Then Saturday we have all day the Lake Michigan Film Competition. There's some really, really good films from Chicago and from here. There's a lovely film called Annabelle and Bear about a little girl who befriends her father, and it's all made here in Michigan. There's Fairview Street that was made all in Lansing. We have the Dream Play. We have lots of shorts programs where you get to see you know, all different kinds of films at once. And then that night we're showing Top Twins, which is a very fun, it's about these two twin sisters from New Zealand who are sort of country singers and variety singers and lesbian and funny, and it's just done great business all over. Everybody who's ever seen it loves the film. So those are just a few. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but you're probably going to be overwhelmed.
All right. Well, for people who want more information about the festival, it starts on Wednesday, runs for 9 days. There will be films played on campus, off campus. How do they find out more, Susan, about the East Lansing Film Festival, the films, and their start times?
Sure. It is, they go to our website, ELFF.com. That's EastLansingFilmFestival.com. We're also going to have programs distributed all through Lansing and East Lansing. So if they go to Gone Wired Cafe on Michigan Avenue, or Video to Go in Frandor, or the Hanna Community Center on Abbott, or the East Lansing Public Library, and at bookstores, Schuler's, and we'll have them distributed. It will all be in print, and they can see where to come. But it's just one other thing I wanted to say. We're going to have some children's films being shown at Celebration Cinema. There are two matinees, one at 1:31 and then another one at 3:30. It is the Oscar-nominated film, animated film called The Secret of Kells. It is absolutely gorgeous and wonderful and magical. And it's such a difference between what you'd see, you know, with Disney and all this loud, you know, action. It's just it's a great film with good music. So I hope they'll come out to see that.
All right. Well, Susan, we will talk with you again at 8:15 on Wednesday, the start day of the film festival. Thanks so much.
Thank you.